Chapter 13. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. Verse 30. The verse before, you know, as I told you, it was part of an answer to such as lose their souls. So it is a vindication of the scriptures of Moses and the prophets. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Now this verse is an answer to what was said in the former, and such an one as hath in it a rejection of the former answer. Nay, Father Abraham. Nay, saith he, do not say so. Do not put them off with this. Send one from the dead, and then there will be some hopes. It is true, thou speakest of the scripture, of Moses and the prophets, and sayest, let them hear them. But these things are not so well as I could wish. I'd rather thou wouldst send one from the dead. In these words, therefore, nay, Father Abraham, there is a repulse given. Nay, let it not be so. Nay, I do not like that answer. Hear Moses and the prophets? Nay. The same expression is used by Christ, Luke 13, 4 and 5. Think you that they upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell were sinners above others? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So hear, nay, Father Abraham. By this word, nay, therefore, is signified a rejecting of the first answer. Now observe, I pray you, the reason why he says nay is because God doth put over all those that would be saved to observe and receive the truth contained in the Scriptures, and believe that, to have a high esteem of them, and to love and search them, as Christ saith, search the Scriptures, for they are they which testify of me, John 5, verse 39. But the damned say, nay, as if he had said, this is the thing, to be short, my brethren are unbelievers, and do not regard the word of God. I know it by myself, for when I was in the world, it was so with me. Many a good sermon did I hear. Many a time was I admonished, desired, entreated, beseeched, threatened, forewarned of what I now suffer. But alas, I was ignorant, self-conceited, surly, obstinate, and rebellious. Many a time the preachers told me hell would be my portion. The devil would wreak his malice on me. God would pour on me his sore displeasure. But he had as good have preached to the stock, to the post, to the stones I trod on. His words rang in my ears, but I kept them from my heart. I remember he alleged many a scripture, but those I valued not. The scriptures, thought I, what are they? A dead letter, a little ink and paper, of 3 or 4 shillings price. Alas, what is the scripture? Give me a ballad, a news book, George on horseback, or Bevis of Southampton. Give me some book that teaches curious arts, that tells of old fables. But for the holy scriptures I care not. And as it was with me then, so it is with my brethren now. We were all in one spirit, loved all the same sins, slighted all the same counsels, promises, encouragements, and threatenings of the Scriptures. And they are still as I left them, still in unbelief, still provoking God, and rejecting good counsel, so hardened in their ways, so bent to follow sin, that let the Scriptures be showed to them daily, let the messengers of Christ preach till their hearts ache, till they fall down dead with preaching. They will rather trample it underfoot, and swine-like rend them, then close in with those gentle and blessed proffers of the gospel. Nay, Father Abraham, but if one should rise from the dead, they would repent. Though they have Moses and the prophets, the scriptures, they will not repent and close in with Jesus Christ, although the scriptures do witness against them. If therefore there be any good done to them, they must have it another way. I think, saith he, it would work much on them if one would rise from the dead. And this truth, indeed, is so evident, that ungodly men have a light esteem of the Scriptures, that it needs not many strong arguments to prove it, being so evidently manifested by their everyday's practice, both in words and actions, almost in all things they say and do. Yet, for the satisfaction of the reader, I shall show you by a scripture or two, though I might show many, that this was and is true with the generality of the world. See the words of Nehemiah in his 9th chapter concerning the children of Israel, who, though the Lord offered them mercy upon mercy, as it is from verse 19 to verse 25, yet verse 26 saith he, nevertheless they were disobedient. For all thy goodness towards them, and rebelled against thee. But how? And cast thy law behind their back, and slew the prophets which testified against them to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocations. Observe, they sinned against mercy. And then they slighted the law or word of God. They slew the prophets that declared it unto them. The Lord counts it a great provocation. See Hebrews 3:10-19 and Zechariah 7:11-12. But they refused to hearken, saith he there to the wicked, and pulled away the shoulder and stopped their ears that they should not hear the law. Yea, they made their hearts hard as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law, and the words which the Lord of hosts sent unto them by his Spirit in the former prophets. Mark, I pray you, here is also a refusing to hearken to the words of the prophets. That they might so do, they stopped their ears. If anything was to be done, they pulled away their shoulder. To effect this, they labor to make their hearts as an adamant stone. And all this, lest they should hear and close in with Jesus, and live and be delivered from the wrath to come. All which things do hold out an unwillingness to submit to the words of God, and so embrace Jesus Christ, who is testified of by them. Many other scriptures I might bring in for confirmation of the thing, as that in Amos 7:12-13. Also 1 Samuel 2:24-25, 2 Chronicles 25:15-16, Jeremiah 7:23-27, Jeremiah 16:12. Read also seriously that saying in 2 Chronicles 36:15, where he saith, "And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place." And did they make them welcome? No, but they mocked the messenger of God and despised his words. And was that all? No, they misused the prophets. How long? Until the wrath of the Lord rose against them. Till there was no remedy. See also Jeremiah 29:19, Jeremiah 25:3-7, Luke 11:49. And besides, the conversation of almost all men doth bear witness to the same, both religious and profane persons, in that they daily neglect, reject, and turn their backs upon the plain testimony of the Scriptures. As, for example, take the threatenings laid down in holy writ, and how are they disregarded? There are but a few places in the Bible, but there are threatenings against one sinner or other, against drunkards, swearers, liars, proud persons, strumpets, whoremongers, covetous, railers, extortioners, thieves, lazy persons. In a word, all manner of sins are reproved, and without faith in the Lord Jesus, there is a sore punishment to be executed on the committers of them, and all this made mention of in the Scriptures. But for all this, how thick and by heaps do these wretches walk up and down our streets? Do but go into the alehouse, and you shall see almost every room besprinkled with them, so foaming out their own shame, that it is enough to make the heart of a saint to tremble, insomuch that they would not be bound to have society with them any long while for all the world. For as the ways of the godly are not liked by the wicked, even so the ways of the wicked are an abomination to the just. Proverbs 29:27. Psalm 120:5-6. The Scriptures say, "Cursed is the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." Jeremiah 17:5. And yet, how many poor souls are there in the world that stand in so much awe and dread of men, and do so highly esteem their favor that without their favor they will rather venture their souls in the hands of the devil than they will fly to Jesus Christ for the salvation of their souls. Nay, though they be convinced in their souls that the way is the way of God, yet how do they labor to stifle conviction and turn their ears away from the truth? And all because they will not lose the favor of an opposing neighbor. Oh, I dare not for my master, my brother, my landlord. I shall lose his favor, his house of work, and so decay in my calling. Oh, saith another, I would willingly go in this way, but for my father. He chides and tells me he will not stand my friend when I come to want. I shall never enjoy a penny worth of his goods. He shall disinherit me. And I not, saith another, for my husband. He will be a railing and tells me he will turn me out of doors. He will beat me and cut off my legs. But I tell you, if any of these or any other things be so prevalent with thee now, as to keep thee from seeking after Christ in his ways, they will also be so prevalent with God against thee, as to make him cast off thy soul, because thou didst rather trust man than God, and delight in the embracing of man rather than in the favor of the Lord. Again, the Scripture saith, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck, shall be suddenly destroyed, and that without remedy." Proverbs 29:1. Yet many are so far from turning, though they have been convinced of their wretched state 100 times, that when conviction or trouble for sin comes on their consciences, they go on still in the same manner, resisting and choking the same, though remediless destruction be hard at their heels. Again, thou hast heard say, "Unless a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven." John 3:3-7. And yet thou goest on in a natural state, an unregenerated condition. Nay, thou dost resolve never to turn, nor be changed, though hell be appointed on purpose to swallow up such. Isaiah 14:9. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Psalm 9:17. Again, the Scripture saith plainly that he that loveth and maketh a lie shall have his portion in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Revelation 21:8-27. And yet, Thou art so far from dreading it that it is thy delight to jest and jeer and lie for a penny or 2 pence or 6 pence again. And also, if thou make the rest of thy companions merry by telling things that are false of them and that are better than thyself, thou dost not care a straw. Or, if thou hearest a lie from or of another, thou wilt tell it, and swear to the truth of it. O miserable! Thou hast heard and read that he that believeth not shall be damned, Mark 16:16, and that all men have not faith, 2 Thessalonians 3:2. And yet thou dost so much disregard these things, that it is likely thou didst scarce ever so much as examine seriously whether thou wast in the faith or no, but dost content thyself with the hypocrite's hope, which at the last God will cut off, counting it no better than the spider's web, Job 8:13-14, or the house that is built on the sands, Luke 6:49. Nay, thou peradventure dost flatter thyself and thinkest that thy faith is as the best of them all, when alas, poor soul, thou mayest have no saving faith at all, which thou hast not if thou art not born again and made a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Thou hast heard that he that neglects God's great salvation shall never escape his great damnation, Hebrews 2:3, compared with Luke 14:24 and Revelations 14:19-20. And yet, when thou art invited, entreated, and beseeched to come in, and thou wilt make any excuse to serve the turn, nay, thou wilt be so wicked as to put off Christ time after time, notwithstanding he is so freely proffered to thee, a little ground, a few oxen, a farm, a wife, a 2-penny matter, a play, nay, the fear of a mock, a scoff, or a jeer is of greater weight to draw thee back than the salvation of thy soul to draw thee forward. And thou hast heard that whosoever would be a friend of the world is the enemy of God, James 4:4. But thou regardest not these things, but contrarywise, rather than thou wilt be out of the friendship and favor of this world, thou wilt sin against thine own conscience, and get thyself into favor by fawning and flattering the world. Yea, rather than thou wilt go without it, thou wilt dissemble, lie, backbite thy neighbor, and 100 other tricks thou wilt have. You have heard that the day of judgment is near, in which you and I and all of us must appear before the tribunal of Jesus Christ, and there be made to give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead, even of all that ever we did, yea, of all our sins in thought, word, and deed, and shall certainly be damned for them too, if we close not in with our Lord Jesus Christ, and what he hath done and suffered for eternal life, and that not nationally or traditionally, but really and savingly, in the power and by the operation of the Spirit through faith. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, Revelation 20:12. There is the book of the creatures, the book of conscience, the book of the Lord's remembrance, the book of the law, the book of the gospel, Romans 1:20, compared with Romans 2:12-15, Revelations 22:19, John 12:48. Then shall he separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left, and shall say to them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed, but to the other, Go, or depart, ye cursed. Matthew 25:30-41. Yet, notwithstanding the scriptures do so plainly and plentifully speak of these things, alas, who is there that is weaned from the world and from his sins and pleasures to fly from the wrath to come? Matthew 3, verse 17. They are so certain, too. Notwithstanding the scripture saith also that heaven and earth shall pass away, rather than one jot or one tittle of the word shall fail till all be fulfilled. Luke 16, verse 17. Believing the threatenings, let us come to the promises and speak somewhat of them, and you may see how light men may make of them and how little they set by them, notwithstanding the mouth of the Lord hath spoken them. As, turn ye fools, ye scorners, ye simple ones, at my reproof, and behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. Proverbs 1:23. And yet, persons had rather be in their foolishness and scorning still, and had rather embrace some filthy lust than the holy, undefiled, and blessed Spirit of Christ, through the promise, though by it as many as receive it are sealed unto the day of redemption, Ephesians 4, verse 30, and although he that lives and dies without it is none of Christ, Romans 8, verse 9. God hath said, if you do but come to him in Christ, though your sins be as red as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, and he will by no means cast thee away. Compare Isaiah 1:18 with John 6:37. Yet, poor souls will not come to Christ, that they might have life, John 5, verse 40, but rather after their hardness and impenitent heart, treasure up unto themselves wrath against the day of wrath, and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God, Romans 2, 4 through 6. God hath said in the word of truth, that if any man shall serve and follow him where he is, yet shall also there his servant be. John 12, verse 26. But yet, poor souls, choose rather to follow sin, Satan, and the world, though their companions be devils and damned souls forever. Matthew 25, 41. He hath also said, seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be added. Matthew 6, 33. But let whoso will seek after the kingdom of heaven first for them, for they will take the first time, while time serves, to get the things of this life. And if it be so, that they must needs seek after heaven, or else be damned, they must stay till they have had more leisure, or till they can better attend to it, or till they have other things handsome about them, or till they are older, when they have little else to do, or when they come to be sick and die. Then, Lord, have mercy upon them, though it be 10,000 to 1, but they perish forever. For commonly the Lord hath his way to deal with sinners, who put him off when he is striving with them, either to laugh at their calamity and mock when their fear cometh, Proverbs 1:26 and 28, or else send them to the gods they have served, which are the devils. Go to the gods ye have served, saith he, and let them deliver you. Judges 10:13 and 14. Compare this with John 8, verse 44. He hath said, there is no man that forsaketh father or mother, wife, children, or lands for his sake and the gospel's, but he shall have 100-fold in this world with persecutions, and in the world to come life everlasting. Mark 10:29 and 30. But men, for the most part, are so far off from believing the certainty of this, they will scarce lose the earning of a penny to hear the word of God, the gospel of salvation. Nay, they will neither go themselves, nor suffer others to go if they can help it, without threatening to do them a mischief if it lie in their way. Nay, further, many are so far from parting from any worldly gain for Christ's sake and the gospel's, that they are still striving by hook and by crook, as we say, by swearing, lying, cozening, stealing, covetousness, extortion, oppression, forgery, bribery, flattery, or any other way to get more, though they get, together with these, death, wrath, damnation, hell, the devil, and all the plagues that God can pour upon them. And if any do not run with them to the same excess of riot, but rather, for all their threats, will be so bold and careless, as they call it, to follow the ways of God, if they can do no more, yet they will whet their tongues like a sword to wound them, and do them the greatest mischief they can, both in speaking against them to neighbors, to wives, to husbands, to landlords, and raising false reports of them. But let such take heed, lest they be in such a state and woeful condition as he was in, who said in vexation and anguish of soul, "One drop of cold water to cool my tongue."